Avalanche forecast for Tuesday, the 7th of April, 2026. Increase in avalanche danger as a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation. Weak layers in the upper part of the snowpack can be released in some places by people. Earlier in the day it applies moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. Later in the day it applies above 2,400 m moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3. Earlier in the day, above 2,400 m, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, earlier in the day, below 2,400 m, we have a wet snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, later in the day, above 2,400 m, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, later in the day, below 2,400 m, we have a wet snow problem. This in all aspects. As a consequence of warming during the day and the solar radiation, the likelihood of moist and wet avalanches being released will increase. Avalanches can in particular be released in near-surface layers and reach medium size. This applies in all aspects, in particular below approximately 2,400 m, also on very steep sunny slopes, in particular at elevated altitudes. Avalanche-prone locations for dry avalanches are to be found also on very steep west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,400 m. The avalanche-prone locations are difficult to recognize. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Avalanches can in isolated cases penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack and reach large size. And now the snowpack. Outgoing longwave radiation during the night will be quite good. The surface of the snowpack has frozen to form a strong crust only at high altitudes and will already soften in the late morning. The snowpack will become increasingly wet all the way through. This applies in all aspects at low and intermediate altitudes, as well as on steep sunny slopes at elevated altitudes. Isolated avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the top section of the old snowpack, especially on west, north and northeast facing slopes between approximately 2,200 and 2,800 m, and on sunny slopes in high alpine regions. Towards its base, the snowpack consists of faceted crystals, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes at elevated altitudes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.10, springtime scenario, DP.4, cold following warm, warm following cold. The tendency for Wednesday, the 8th of April 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.